bad mind, hypocrite a fight. Yeah, man I trot this one away. Them bad mind, tough of them no like we.
I'm out of here.
So bad mind,
leave it with that one there.
My God, so enough of them no like we. Bad mind, hypocrite a fight. Yeah, man I trot this one away. Man I move with John the Almighty. My God, so.
Jack Soler from CKUT will be joining us to present a history of the station and give an overview of the process of recording and editing a podcast, in addition to their insight on how emergent media can be used in counterculture and radical politics. Our second speaker, Christos Sirigotis, a researcher on AI, will discuss the pitfalls of both technophobia and technophilia, as well as signaling a middle ground, that is, a strategic and responsible use of new technologies that can benefit researchers, teachers, and social movements alike. 4:30 p.m. this Friday at 680 Sherbrooke, room 1041. Practices of Resistance in Times of Crisis presents Public Narrative and Critical Thinking in Times of Hyper-Technologization with Jack Soler and Christos Sirigotis.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing
on.
There is this thing going on.
What
do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news? I'm brought to you live.
Welcome to Labor Radio. I'm your host, Stefan Doucette, always here with
Mustafa Henaway. And it is the special funding drive edition of Labor Radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, you can hear us every third Thursday of the month between 5 and 6 p.m. here on CKUT. You can also hear us online, ckut.ca. Where you'll find an archive of our shows. You also find an archive on our Mixcloud page. And you can find the links to that by searching for Labor Radio on Facebook, where you'll find our page on there and all the links. We're also distributed through the Labor Radio Podcast Network. And that's somewhere where you will find labor podcasts from all around the world. So make sure to find us on Facebook, give us a like, send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. But so, like Mustafa mentioned, today is our special Funding Drive episode. So Fund Drive at CKUT runs from March 15th, that's last Friday, all the way to this coming Sunday, the 24th. And the station needs your help. The station's goal is $50,000. And we haven't set a specific goal for our show, but we want our listeners to contribute. So we'll be sharing some information on how to donate, why you want to donate, and so on during the episode.
No, and in this episode, we're really just going to hear some of the voices and some of our favorite guests, commentators, trade union activists, rebel rousers, on why independent, corporate free, pro-worker, pro-union media is essential to our movement.
That's right. So before we get into the details of why it's so important to donate, I just want to make sure that everyone listening knows how. So you can donate online at ckut.ca/donate or by phone. The number is 514-907-9424. Or you can also donate by mail. I won't give the full address. Just go at ckut.ca to get that. People can pay by check, Visa debit, Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal. So there shouldn't be too much in the way of you donating. If you're a regular listener and you appreciate what we do, then just so you know, the infrastructure behind this happening is CKUT, and we'd much appreciate if you support the work of all the lovely people who do their 9-to-5 there, pay the bills also for all of the equipment and other bills that sort of come with running a full bore radio station
that operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any advertisement, without any corporate funding. Yeah, completely independent, completely local since 1987.
Yeah, and not to mention that and this is not exactly like conceived of as 100% a labor struggle, but you know that CKUT is also funded through fee levy from students, and the university is projecting a drop in students, which would effectively mean a drop in income for the radio station. So that's not a done deal, and people within the universities are fighting for this. That's also something to keep in mind. I know that the radio station in at Concordia University is also facing the same threat. They're on the AM dial, we're on the FM dial, but we're all in this together in terms of working at community radio. So with that said, Mustafa, you've been doing the show longer than me. Quite a bit longer than me. Do you want to talk a little bit about Labor Radio and why it's why you do it, why it's important to you, and so on?
Well, I mean, been doing Labor Radio now since 2018, and I guess I've been involved at CKUT since 2006, and so it's really been the only station and the only place on the airwaves where you actually get to talk about workers, working people, working class struggles, the things that matter actually on the ground and the voices from the ground and actual perspectives that you don't get in corporate media. So for us, it's It's not just about news or journalism, but it's really also a space to reflect, to learn about different organizing campaigns and struggles. What are the issues to make those relationships and to really feel that we're part of, the ebbs and flows, but part of a growing militant, radical trade union and labor movement more broadly. And that there's lots of struggles going on that we don't, even in activist media, we actually don't hear about often, right? And very little discussion, whether it be, things that we've done in the past, whether it be the strikes or the lockouts we've covered from, the Côte de Neige Cemetery, whether it be, what was happening in the Port of Vancouver, whether it be the struggles of migrant workers themselves. So, I mean, we've covered a whole host of international issues as well. There's been very little discussion about, general strikes in India, labor for Palestine. So really it's not just about journalism, but it's about, I think, about being part of a movement and learning and analyzing and those reflections and voices that don't get a space, not just in the mainstream media, which is absolutely for sure, but even with other forms of independent press.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the Côte de Neige Cemetery strikes last year. We're actually going to be hearing from the president of one of the unions who really appreciated the fact that him and the president of the other local the cemetery were given such a platform. That was definitely our most listened to show online, and by quite a bit. I would say like a large proportion of the workers who were involved in that strike listens to that show, which is probably one of the things I'm most proud of. And I should say also that show was we covered that strike and at the same time the lockout at the Port of Quebec, so I can't separate who within what struggle listens in what proportion, but definitely those local struggles, being able to cover them in more than like a kind of soundbite fashion, which is what you can sort of expect from the regular news when they do cover these struggles. So this really was an opportunity for these trade union leaders to express themselves more at length, talk in more detail, and like sort of uncut, if you will. No one was choosing what went onto the air. We let them say everything and we put the whole thing on the air. So that's a little bit of the value added from this kind of labor journalism that we do. I've been involved. I think you invited me on the show in 2020. I think that's roughly when I started. For me, I think that what's really important is that the show is kind of a springboard for more than that. It puts people in conversation with one another and builds relationships, which is, I think, like an expression that is maybe a little bit overused. But at least if it ends there, having conversations and building relationships doesn't really mean much if that's all it is. But we both work in the working class movement through the Immigrant Workers Center, and in your case, Mustafa, the Greek Workers Association in my case. And the podcast has kind of been like a door to those organizations in both directions, so we've had IWC struggles highlighted on the show and the Greek Workers Association as well, but then also in the other direction where it puts people in contact with us and then goes into the more material world of organizations that have a footprint in the movement and so on. So It's not, I don't even want to make it sound like some kind of like selfish thing. Like we get to do stuff here that makes our work better, but our work is part of the working class struggle. And that's reflected in the show, but it's also why we do it. And it's, and so when our workplaces are more active and better connected, it means that the working class movement in a small way, in a very humble way, is also more connected as well. So I think that goes that is probably true for a lot of the shows on CKUT. This is kind of like a hub where people can exchange, make those kinds of relationships, and they go a lot further than just the radio. So that's another reason to donate to the station, if I may. And I wanted to mention another thing, which is about donating, is that there's incentives. So with certain amounts, you get certain kickbacks. You get posters, t-shirts, tote bags, and whatever, entries into prizes. The prizes are pretty significant, like festival passes, gift cards, and all this stuff. So worthwhile. Check all the different incentive tiers on the CKUT website. They're all going to be there.
And I mean, just to add, you know, if, you know, nothing is too small in terms of donation, right? So nothing is too small, and, you know, and prizes begin at, you know, $30. You can poster an entry into the draw for a tier two prize, like for a festival pass, you know, over a certain amount will get you, you know, a t-shirt. So CDs, books, I mean, so you know, passes to Pop Montreal, into the draw or into New Tech. So you know, if you're donating, you know, over 100, so it's really there's merch involved when you donate. So don't hesitate. It's really the only way the station runs, and it's not even about, you know, we're all volunteer programmers. You know, we give our time, and so it's really just to keep the whole thing running. That's where your money is going.
Damn right. So maybe on that note, let's take a quick music break, give you the chance to call the station and make your donation. A reminder, the number is 514-907-9424, CKUT.ca. So go there now. We're just going to listen to a quick tune, and we'll be back after the break.
Passer à autre chose. Quand on est baby, tu pourrais me le cacher même au fin fond de Belize. Catch me when I sleep, comme si t'étais Freddy. Flagrant déni, accablé à t'attendre tout seul. Resto,
And welcome back to Labor Radio. And thanks to everyone who called during that music break to donate and to support Labor Radio and to support CKUT 90.3 FM, an independent, corporate-free, grassroots radio since 1987. And we're actually going to hear some voices, some supporters of Labor Radio and people we've supported and try to show solidarity with in their organizing and in their campaigns. Stefan, got anything to add?
Well, just a reminder how to donate by phone, 514-907-9424, and online, ckut.ca/donate. We have a few people who've agreed to explain to you from different different places in the movement, I mean, why they think our show is important. So yeah, let's give it a listen.
Hi, I'm Emma. I'm the mobilization officer of AGSA, your teaching assistants union. You're listening to Labor Radio on CKUT.
Hi, my name is Kirsten, and I'm your TA grievance officer at AGSEM, your TA and invigilator union, and you're listening to Labor Radio on CKUT.
OK. Bon, écoutez, moi, je m'appelle Yvan Perrier. Je suis professeur en sciences politiques au Cégep du Montréal et chargé de cours en relations industrielles à l'Université du Québec en Outaouais. Je tiens à dire que je soutiens Labor Radio parce que cette émission s'intéresse d'abord et avant tout aux personnes qui travaillent. Ce sont ces personnes qui sont la seule véritable source de création de la richesse dans notre société. Il faut parler à la fois des travailleuses et des travailleurs et aussi des organisations qui les représentent. Pour moi, Labor Radio ouvre le dialogue sur les problèmes syndicaux et c'est important que cette émission-là survive. Voilà. Fait que c'est le témoignage que je voulais vous laisser.
Je suis debout sur la terrasse à regarder passer le temps et j'ai mon pays en pleine face. Je parle seul, j'ai le mort aux dents. Chargé pour leur dernier voyage, trois beaux navires prennent le large. La mort dans l'âme, la peine aux yeux. Les débardeurs entrent chez eux. L'automne est arrivé, mon frère. Elle a tout englouti le pays. La terre est gelée comme du fer. Les feuilles ont tombé comme de la pluie. Les nids sont tout à découvert. Et la corneille n'a rien compris. Les glaces ont pris toutes les rivières. Soustrait les jours, compte les nuits. Nous sommes là comme des arbres qui vivent ensemble depuis longtemps. Et l'on se touche du bout des branches. Ça fait du bien parfois le vent. Ça fait du bien comme un regard qui dit je t'aime à plus finir. Ça fait du bien au cœur, au corps. Et sur la lèvre naît un sourire. J'ai rencontré un vieux renard qui habitait un grand château dans une prairie derrière le nord, seul dans l'hiver comme un bouleau. Puis il m'a dit, prends mes deux chiens, mes pièges, mon sac, tous mes fusils, car moi je vais mourir demain. Mais je voudrais te dire ceci. Quand tu iras au bout de toi, tu retrouveras ton pays. Tu cesseras d'être à genoux et tu verras venir les loups. Ce matin, c'est la première neige. Un renard suit une perdrix. Le lièvre a laissé des pisses fraîches pour les loups qui sortent la nuit.
Hey, I'm Aiden. I'm a union organizer.
Hey, I'm Andrew. I'm a union organizer too.
Hey, I'm Nick. I'm on the Teaching Assistant Bargaining Committee for AgSEM, your Teaching Assistant and Invigilator Union, and you are listening to Labor Radio.
Un petit message pour remercier toute l'équipe de Labor Radio de la part de tous les membres du syndicat des employés de bureau du cimetière Notre-Dame-des-Neiges. Vous nous avez supportés du début à la fin pendant les 16 mois de grève que nous avons traversés. Et vous nous avez permis de rentrer la tête haute. Nous en sommes éternellement reconnaissants. Merci, Labor Radio.
Welcome back to Labor Radio. Those were a few voices of supporters of the show. Be like them. Vote with your dollar, as they say in certain places. Vote with your dollar. A vote for CKUT is a vote for nonprofit community radio in Montreal. Again, 514-907-9424, ckut.ca/donate. We wanted to speak a little bit more about the show. I wanted to talk about some of the different shows that we did this year. So maybe some of the people listening, they haven't heard, or they're new listeners. So in the past year, some of the different struggles we've covered, the French strike movement, that was about a year ago. In March last year, we covered, so a year ago exactly, we covered, like I said before, the cemetery strike and the Port of Quebec lockout. Later on, we talked about the Canadian Labor Congress convention, which was held in Montreal last year in May. Over the summer, we talked to forest firefighters. We talked to ambulance workers. They were all engaged in, if not strike activity, bargaining and so on. We talked with someone from the Longshoremen's Union. He was a retired longshoreman, concerning their strike over the summer. We also talked to, with Labor for Palestine after the events in October. We also spoke with Chris Townsend, a veteran trade unionist from the U.S., about the industrial strategy of the left-wing labor movement through the writings of William Z. Foster. So those are just a selection of some of the different long-form interviews that we did over the last year. And just so it's clear, and I think it is, but that's not content you're going to find elsewhere.
No, that is not content you're going to find on any other radio station, any other newspaper, any other platform.
That's right. And we're proud to bring it to you, but we need your help in making that happen.
And so really the way to do it, it's not just by listening, you know, it's by donating what you can. Every little bit makes a difference into the funding drive. You know, the total goal is 50,000 this year. And so everything helps, whether it be $5, $10, $30, $50, $100. Every little bit is a meaningful contribution and keeps the station running, keeps us on the airwaves, keeps the building up and going, keeps the lights on. And so you can do it, ckut.ca/donate, PayPal, Visa debit, credit card, check. You can also call the station,
514-907-9424.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's prizes, there's merchandise. So, you know, you'll feel better, knowing that CKT is going to keep going for another year and Labor Radio is going to be here next month and the month after that.
That's right. Do you know when Labor Radio started, Mustafa?
Ooh, it's been around since I've been the news collective coordinator in 2006.
Okay, so it's been a while. Let's make it 20 years. It might be more than 20 years already. But anyway, it would be good. We'll find next year. We'll have the number for you for Fund Drive. But the point is just that there's longevity involved. You know, there's a lot of people who think that you can solve everything with a new idea, but sometimes the idea that's been working should be maintained. Some of us have pretty old school ideas about all kinds of things. Maybe the trade union movement needs to reignite some of the old flames. These are debates that won't happen on CBC. They probably will have someone come on and say, you know what the unions need to do? They need to make more TikToks. We won't feed you that horse shit. We will tell you what really needs to happen. Some of the older ideas, like real community stations broadcast over FM, not through satellite radio or internet radio or TikToks or whatever. God bless all the people who want to do that stuff, but they don't have the same access to regular everyday people that that we do through the radio. You know, like people listen to the radio in their cars and at work. People over 60 listen to the radio, and a lot of them have never heard of internet radio. So that's why it's important to maintain these institutions of sort of the nonprofit world, of the community-based world, of, dare I say, the left-wing world. So that's, and that doesn't happen by itself, because there's no, like, it's not like Facebook where it appears to be free because they sell you advertisements that you're not even really noticing. No, this is a free product to those who listen, but there's some real costs involved. There's 6 full-time staff, 2 part-time staff, student staff. There's all kinds of equipment repairs that need to be done. They have to rent a broadcast tower and transmitter. The building itself needs to pay rent. They need to pay utilities. All these are real costs that come with having real institutions. So cough up a few bucks, We know you might not have it today. You can pledge a certain amount and pay it later. It's all good. Again, the number is 514-907-9424 and ckut.ca/donate.
And yeah, we're going to go to a break to give you all a moment to call, to pledge, to get online, and we'll be back with some more voices of different supporters and different guests over the past year here on Labor Radio on CKAT 90.3 FM. It's the Funding Drive edition.
Shop around and look around, but you'll never find another one quite like this one anyplace. And believe me, it won't be easy to repair this time, 'cause it's my heart and there's a price you have to pay. It's my can pick up all the pieces and start over somehow, but it's my heart and there's a price you have to pay. It's my heart and there's a price you have to pay. Enough is enough, you play.
And welcome back, Labor Radio, Fun Drive edition here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. A reminder, we're raising $50,000 until Sunday the 24th, and that's through your donations, dear listener, ckut.ca/donate, 514-907-9424. Moose, let's hear about it. Why need people donate?
Well, one, people really need to donate because, you know, CKUT, it's not just about, you know, you can just leave it on 24 hours a day. Music you're never going to hear, culture you're never going to, you're going to get, you know, the news, the grassroots news, the news from Labor Radio. The news from workers themselves, from organizers, from different campaigns, and you know, especially in moments when the world is not looking that pretty, CKUT becomes even that much more relevant, right? And because getting your news from big corporate-backed ultra-right-wing libertarians like Twitter and Elon Musk, or from the employer's mouth, we need more than ever independent, corporate-free, advertisement-free radio, right? While we're talking, Spotify is great, TikTok is great, but sometimes, you know what? I want to hear an interview that lasts more than 3 minutes. This is about our Montreal community, and this is really about that diversity and culturally, musically, politically, and keeping it going. You know, it's been almost 40 years, so we can do this. And and you know, $50,000 is not a lot to ask and to pledge, right? So that's 50,000 listeners at $1 each. We got it. That's 5,000 at $10 each. So it's not a lot. We can do this. We can do it together. Like building a union, you know, everyone chips in a little bit and we're going to be stronger together. So make that pledge. You don't have to pay right away. You can just make the pledge. You can call in. You can do it online. CKUT.ca/donate. And remember, there are prizes, there are giveaways. So, you know, do it now so that we can keep bringing you the critical news and views for another year. Yeah. And also
Go ahead.
Also, the last pitch. Last year we saw some impressive struggles in the labor movement. And I think this year is going to be no different. And if not, as things get worse, we're going to see more intense struggles. We're going to see more intense union campaigns, attacks by employers, attacks by the government. So I think we're needed more than ever. So keep supporting Labor Radio.
I have two or three more tiny pitches. One is that some shows that are going to be coming up, we're going to have a veteran trade union organizer from South Africa who lives in Canada now to talk about the way that the trade union movement was involved in bringing down apartheid, particularly relevant right now. Also, there's a book coming out this summer on the auto strategy of the labor movement in Canada since the end of the Canadian Auto Workers Union, so sort of the Unifor era. Very interesting, very important. Quebec's becoming a major player in the electronic, the battery sector, the battery automobile sector. So very relevant for people here. So those are things that you'll only hear on our radio station. Also, people have always been allowed to say the word Palestine here, unlike Radio-Canada and CBC. So it doesn't have to be corporate up front to be sort of imperialist in content. So this is not an imperialist radio station. I can't speak for any of the other programmers, but this is an anti-imperialist, labor-oriented show. You're not going to find that. In fact, you'll find quite the opposite almost everywhere else on the airwaves and in other forms of media. And finally, I think it is important that we are like a bilingual show in the sense that we'll have trade union interviews with trade unionists who don't speak English. On an overwhelmingly Anglophone station, I think it's important that it highlights the fact that French is the sort of major language spoken by the trade union movement in Quebec. And so we're, despite being a mostly English language radio station and that our banter is in English, we still take the time to, we're connected to the Francophone, overwhelmingly Francophone trade union movement in Quebec. And I think that the fact that our show does this is a good indication of the fact that we are rooted here in Montreal. So those are some of the reasons I wanted to add. We'll go to one last music break before we leave you. So once again, 514-907-9424, ckut.ca/donate to donate. So take a second now while you listen to the tune. You don't have to miss anything we say. Just give them a call, go online, make that donation.
When the streets are not a battleground, and the faces of hate are not around, our day will come. Our day will come. No blood running down the avenue. I feel the strength, it's coming through. Our day will come.
Welcome back to Labor Radio. It's been an incredible hour. We really want to thank everybody who contributed. their voices today on the show, you know, special guests, different union activists who've been on the show, and trade union leaders. So, you know, it was a really special show, and we really want to thank all the listeners who pledged today and donated. And remember, even though we're coming to an end, it is not too late. You can still make your pledge right now. You can still donate right now before Labor Radio ends, before we hit the music. And also, I mean, it's a collective effort. You can keep donating until March 24th. That's when funding drive goes on until, and you can do it online, ckut-.ca/donate. You can do it, PayPal, Visa debit, a pledge, and then send the check. And yeah, so we're going to make that goal. We're going to do it together. And like building a union, we're gonna build this radio station collectively, and we all have a part to play in it, right?
Damn right. So once again, 514-907-9424, ckut.ca/donate. There's different incentives and so on. So I'm not gonna bust yours more about how to do that. It's all on the website. And tune in next month for Labor Radio. We'll be really happy. We seem to have locked down a comrade from the a retired trade unionist from the South African labor movement. Tell us all about the way that trade unions in South Africa and in Canada collaborated to bring down apartheid there. Obviously, a discussion that needs to be had today in regards to Israel. You can catch us then. That'll be next month on the third Tuesday of the month, between 5 and 6 p.m. So thanks again for listening, and hope everyone has a good rest of your fun drive. Ta-ta. Thank you.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to Upstage on CKUT 90.3 FM and at CKUT.ca, the show about theater on the radio, from drama to musicals to burlesque to comedy and everything in between. Professional, student, and community productions in and around Montreal, the island also known as Jojage in the Ganyagaha language and Muniang in Anishinaabe Moan, where we spell theater with an R-E at the end in English and in French. I'm your host, Sarah De A, live in studio on Thursday, March 21st, 2024. It is our funding drive right now at CKUT, and I've got some fresh numbers to share with you. I'm just looking over at the screen. We are almost at $25,000, which puts us so close to the $50,000 goal. The funding drive ends on Sunday, so we have a couple of days left. I don't want to flatter myself, but I think it would be pretty cool if we could get to the midway mark during our hour of live radio here for you at CKUT. I also got a note over at the production department, Spencer, noting that we've had 299 donations so far. So wondering who's going to be person number 300 to make a donation. I mean, I think it would be a stretch to imagine that someone would contribute $207,